right, we're going to continue with our media availabilities here at Daytona. We are now joined by our pre-race performer, three-time Grammy Award-winning country music superstar Miranda Lambert. And we're also going to bring up Daytona International Speedway track president Frank Kelleher to start us off with a special presentation.
Miranda, thank you so much for being here. On behalf of the France family, the entire staff of Daytona International Speedway, for just elevating what is already going to be an amazing event day, the 68th running of the Daytona 500. It is my pleasure to present to you a one-of-one custom guitar that we hope that you showed off with pride.
So I love it.
Thank you again
thank you so much
for being here.
Beautiful. Is that painted?
Yes.
It's crazy.
All right, we'll get Frank and Miranda to pose for some pictures here for you guys.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Frank. All right, Miranda, we're going to kick it off here with a couple of questions for you. You've had such a remarkable career. You're collaborating with Ella Langley on the hit song Choosing Texas and her upcoming new album. How exciting has this next chapter been for you in your career?
It's been so fun to work with Ella and to become really close with her and watch her journey and watch her process. And, you know, I've had a 20-year career now, so I love that I can use my experience to sort of help guide whatever she needs. And producing and co-writing with her is a new space I'm stepping into as a producer, and it's really been such a cool like experience for me. I've learned a ton, and I love that, you know, it also helps when the song works and it's blowing up, so it like gives you, you know, validation and confidence to keep going, like you're doing the right thing.
Awesome. And now you're here to perform before the Great American Race. How fired up are you to perform in front of this sold-out crowd here this afternoon?
I'm excited. This place is massive. I think I came to Daytona a long time ago. I used to do a lot of races and perform and stuff, but I haven't been in a while, so I feel like I'm getting my NASCAR passions coming back quick. I can't wait to hear the engines. It's going to be so much fun.
Awesome. We can't wait to hear you perform either. So we're going to open up to questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start over here on the left side with Claire, and then right over there. Brent's coming to you, Claire.
Claire B. Lang, Dialed In Journal. I'm just so happy to see an artist like you who's a female, who's a badass, who isn't afraid to be the leader of the band or the one who makes decisions and then does what she thinks is right in the music world. Can you talk about catering your performance, for example, to a crowd like at Daytona? Do you feel like you kind of create something that will be for the race fans today?
Absolutely. It's a pretty high energy set. It's short and sweet, so we kind of went with some high energy set list. So yeah, definitely getting the hits in there and keeping the energy up.
What do you think of the songs that you perform would be perfect for a Daytona 500 for cars, nose to tail, 200 miles an hour? What would you sing?
Fastest Girl in Town. And that's what I'm singing on for my first song. So.
Love it. Thanks for being here.
Go right there to Noah.
Noah Lewis, TSJ Sports. Miranda, you've had the opportunity to perform at some pretty cool venues, arenas, stadiums, sporting events, right? What feels different about the Daytona 500, and where do you say this ranks in terms of the stages you've been able to take?
I mean, I think this would be one of the biggest stages I've sang out now that you mention it. Thanks for making me nervous. yeah, it's just incredible, the amount of people here. But you know what? I feel like coming in here, it kind of felt, you know, it feels like these are my people, and everybody was tailgating. It kind of felt like a concert already, you know what I mean? So it's just like everybody's in a good mood. It's a celebration. It's going to be a fun day.
Come over here to the right, to Chris, far right.
I could hear you.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
All right. Hey, yeah. Chris Gollin with NewsDaytonaBeach.com. First of all, big fan. Saw you open for George Strait when I was a kid. And I wanted to share, my friend Annie was actually the one who strung up your guitar for the performance. So just wanted to
thank you, Annie.
Share that with you. So as someone who has played guitar for a lot of years myself, I'm curious, what was your first guitar and what's your favorite one you've owned?
My favorites are Gibsons. I think my first guitar was like a little Yamaha my dad got me. It was black. And when I actually learned, I started playing Gibsons, and they've been tried and true. I'm kind of a hard on them. I kind of play pretty harsh, so I only know a few chords, so I just need something I can bang it out on, and that's a Gibson for sure.
Thanks, Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have additional questions for Miranda? All right, we'll go to right up here to Deb.
Deb Williams, Auto Week. Miranda, this is probably a way off the wall question, but I want to know your inspiration for your cologne brand, Idlewind.
Well, Idlewind is my brand at Boot Barn, and it is it's a whole brand that represents like being who you are, being strong women. I call it barn to bar because you can do both mm-hmm. in all of our clothes and boots. Boots are my favorite part of our line. But the perfume is just an extension of what the brand means. And it's really fun to get to do a perfume because you get to like really curate the scent and something that felt like it represented Idlewind and represented me. So, yeah, it's the
Thank
new one's
you.
Called Sedona Sunset, by the way.
Pardon?
The new one's called Sedona Sunset.
Yeah, but I can't get off the Idlewind. I wear it every day.
Well, go for it, girl. I love it.
All right. Do we have anything final for Miranda before we start getting her towards the stage? All right. Well, Miranda, thanks so much for joining us today. We can't wait to hear you perform.
Thank y'all.
Have a great day.
Thank you.